No limit, Larry in here, morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. Independent, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gab the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's 4-0, Nation 4-0. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning man house, don't stop. Yeah.
That's what they said. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Boy, yes, sir. Today is what? Friday. You already know what time it is, boy. It's time to get live. It's time to get lit with the Madhouse. We in here, Charlotte, America, 72 degrees. Today's high is going to be right in the 91. Same thing. Afternoon thunderstorms and showers. This time they popping up early. By 2:30, 3 o'clock, you can look for rain on different sides of town. Pop-up showers are going to be with us all weekend long. But the good news is you're going to get a lot of sunshine, too. Sunshine, hot, pop-up showers. That's your weather forecast for the next 3 days with highs in the early 90s. In the Madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next up.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, though?
Hey, nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. How you feeling?
I feel wonderful. It's a Friday Funday.
Daddy, I'm ready to go do it.
Let's do it.
I'm so in the Madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to baby?
I say good morning.
Everybody on the east.
Good morning.
South.
Good morning.
No.
Good morning.
All the way back to the west, baby.
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What's happening?
What's up with you, big homie?
What's up?
Yeah?
What's up? I'm good, man. It's Friday. It's weekend. You know what I mean? I'm ready for the day.
Yeah?
I'm ready for the entire day.
What you do with yourself yesterday?
I went and shot some content yesterday.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's about it. Shot some content and then I was just chilling.
That's what it is. I got a new name, guys. They now officially call me Big Shot Larry.
Why they call you that?
Who? Who call you that, Larry?
What's that guy named? The guy that got the number one song in the country?
Ooh, the baby.
Yeah, so, you know, he called me out yesterday, told me to come hoop, told me to come pull up, you know what I mean, BDB Entertainment. You know what I mean? They was having a little hoopathon. So I had to pull up. You know, that's what he called himself, Big Shot Baby. Well, now I stole the title and I'm Big Shot Larry. Yeah, so that's what I did yesterday.
I think you had a good game.
Yeah, I had to put his team off the court. You know what I mean? I mean, you know what I say, Burp. This is what I do. You know what I mean? This is really my part time. I'm really a full time basketball player.
No, you're not.
I knew you was going to hate. Shout out to them guys, Billion Dollar Baby Entertainment, man. Went and got in yesterday, got some great exercise. Hooped together and hooped in politics at the same time. Boy, his brother is off the chain. That's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. He kept talking about, call the madhouse. Tell everybody in the madhouse. We coming to the madhouse. We taking over. I said, come on and do it then.
I'm not sure if they'll let people in right now.
I don't think so. They'll let them in, though. They come in. I bought one of them thermometers that they shoot on your forehead. Yeah, I bought me one of them. Oh, yeah, I got me one. I'm going to bring it to work.
So you can check people's temperature.
Yeah, so I can check people's temperature.
You know this thing is called being asymptomatic?
Whatever. Well, I'm going to shoot you with this. I'm going to shoot you with the thermometer gun. If you're over 96, then you I'm going to know something. What is your regular body temperature supposed to be?
97.9. Shut up.
Jessica, what's your regular body temperature supposed to be? Is it 97.9?
I think it is. It's somewhere around like 97.9, like around that area. Mm. However, for me, I've always been a little under.
Yeah, but I like the normal body temperature is around like 97, like
okay, 97.5,
somewhere around
the average normal body temperature is 98.6 degrees.
So anything below that is good. So yeah, okay, all right, that's what it is. Hey, Madhouse Nation, y'all tap in. We got an action packed show for y'all, man. Y'all know what it is. Today is Friday inside the Madhouse. Friday fun day. We don't know what happened, man. Anybody can call in. Anybody can just stop through via Instagram. We don't know. Hey, inspirational power word of the morning. I do know that is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Impatience is like opening doors with an explosive charge. Damage always follows. However, the patient person knocks, turns the knob, or waits until he can find the key. Impatience always includes aftermath, a loss of trust, a need for an apology, an added expense. But patience carries no baggage. Patience is the way of the wise. Impatience is the path of the fools. So which path are you on? Sometimes one, sometimes the other, maybe both. The Bible says this, a patient person shows great understanding, but a quick-tempered one promotes foolishness. Let me encourage you to stay on the path of patience or switch paths if you find yourself being too impatient. The benefit in the long run will certainly be better for you and for those around you. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the
time. Now, Little Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, Jack Harlow, Lil Wayne, Tory Lanez, and the baby right there, West Poppin' Remix. 607, 7 minutes out at 6 o'clock. And y'all know it's time to hit the hashtag, hashtag MHQOTD, your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
Big nosy neighbor news came down yesterday. Mike Tyson, you know, he's been training to return to the ring, and it looks like it's going to happen. Iron Mike is going to be taking on Roy Jones Jr. The fight is dubbed the Frontline Battle. It's going to take place on September 12th. 8 rounds. Fans can watch it on pay-per-view or Triller. Triller actually shelled out $50 million for the rights to the fight. How much is Mike getting? Zero. His cut is going to go to charity. Roy, on the other hand, has the potential to make $10 million if the viewership is right. Mike Tyson is 54 years old. Roy Jones Jr. is 51 years old. We want to know, who do you think is going to win this fight?
And do you want to see it? Because Burpee said both of them, he said it's like when Rocky fought in the last Rocky.
Man, I might want to see that.
The Battle of the Old Men. That's what Burpee said. So do you want to see it? And who do you think go win? I definitely want to see this. We watched the Mike Tyson workout. He's definitely in shape. Now, I've seen Roy Jones fight. He fought here about 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago. He looked really good. I don't know what type of shape he's in now, but do I want to see it? Yes. And I think Mike Tyson gonna whoop his ass.
Hell yeah, I want to see this fight. Yes. Absolutely want to see Mike Tyson in the ring. And I think Mike Tyson's going to win it. Yes.
No. I don't want to see this. I'd rather see him throwing punches in the Hangover than look at him in an actual boxing match. I don't care who he's going against. It's two old men fighting. I see that on Worldstar every day. So, no, I don't want to see Mike Tyson. People keep posting these videos of him looking good, training. Okay, yeah, he hitting mats. I don't want to see this fight. I don't want to remember their careers like this. Because for a lot of people, this is what they're going to remember. I'd rather just remember when Roy Jones was in his prime. Roy Jones was my favorite fighter when he was in his prime. And Mike Tyson, the dog that he was. This is supposed to be, quote unquote, an exhibition. Mike Tyson don't know how to exhibit. So no, I don't want to see it. Don't want to see it at all.
You got the second part of the question?
Mike Tyson.
Okay. All right, how do we tap in?
Negative Nancy. Hit us up on our Instagram pages.
He'll never like nothing.
At Hey Miss Jessica, at I am No Limit Larry, at I am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
They love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hitty s***. No cap.
All right, nosy neighbors, it's time for your first Nosy Neighbor News quickie of the morning. It is 6:20. The body of late Georgia Representative John Lewis will lie in state at the Capitol Monday through Wednesday of next week. His casket is due to arrive in Washington, D.C. on Monday, after which it will be taken around the city as a part of a procession, stopping at the MLK Jr. Memorial before arriving at Capitol Plaza. A small ceremony will then be held inside the Capitol building. Unfortunately, members of the public won't be allowed to attend due to the coronavirus pandemic. Lewis passed away last week after his battle with pancreatic cancer. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie,
cut that. I like what you do. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Chloe and Hallie right there. She said do it. Well, they said do it. 6:25, 25 minutes out of 6 o'clock. Coming up, we got your Madhouse Classic Throwback. And, of course, you got to hit that hashtag MHQOTD, your Madhouse Question of the Day. Which is what today, Miss Jessica?
We want to know, are you interested in watching the Roy Jones Jr. and Mike Tyson fight? And who do you think is going to win it?
Well, I already said, I think it's going to be a second round KO. Mike going to win. And hell yeah, I want to see this. Yes. Yes.
I absolutely want to see this fight. Yes, definitely. And I think Mike Tyson is going to win this. It's almost like the versus of boxing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm definitely interested in seeing this.
Except the verses is music. It ain't two old men fighting. I don't want to see this fight. I don't care about it. But if I had to pick a winner, I would say Tyson. Simply because he's just a dog. But no, I don't want to see these old men fight.
All right, how do we tap in, Mr. Justin?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Power 90.
Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, man. Shout out to everybody who tapped into our show yesterday as we was talking about the incident that happened in the gas house. Found out they got some new businesses down there and found out, not new businesses, but found out a lot about black-owned businesses down in the gas house. And a lot of people hit me up to tell me about some down there. But if you didn't catch the story, you can catch it all on our podcast. You can catch it on our website at power.8fm.com. A young lady had a dispute at Tony's Ice Cream in the gas house, and it escalated from there, including protests that have been going on for the last 3 days now. So, like I said, if you didn't catch that story, you can check it out on our podcast and, of course, on our website at power.8fm.com. And, Bert, we was looking at the Facebook Live yesterday, and a lot of people was telling us about the ice cream, the black-owned ice cream spot down there, and they was telling us about a candy shop down there that kind of serves all that kind of stuff.
It's black on?
Black on. Yeah, it's called Best of Both Worlds.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Best of Both Worlds.
They told us about Excite.
Excite, yeah, down in the gas.
Ice cream spot.
Yeah. But yeah, they were still doing their thing last night too. So just remind everybody to be safe. Watch your surroundings too, because it's a lot of stuff going on. And you know, as you open one story, other stories start to come out about different things. So, just wanted to let our relatives and our cousins know down in the gas house. We rocking with y'all, baby. We rocking with y'all. And of course, inside the Madhouse, you know, on Fridays, we usually have a Cool Kid Friday. Shout out to all the kids that have been involved in protests, in, putting things together as far as marches, as far as, you know, just being in this political fight and this Black Lives Matter movement with the rest of the nation. And right here in Charlotte, we got a few that are doing their thing. And I'm talking about young kids, all under the age of 15. Like Mio, she's what, 13 now, Jess? And Brooklyn, what, she's 10 now?
I believe so.
Yeah, so, and they've, so. I know Mio did her march, and Brooklyn did a march that you was a part of, right, Jess?
Brooklyn did a march, and she actually has a back to school event coming up. And I'll post information about that on my Instagram page, but she has a big back to school supplies drive going where people can donate supplies for students. Even though they're not going back into the classroom, they're still going to need things like notebooks and pencils and pens and things of that nature. So she's trying to collect that for her fellow students.
Yeah. And a lot of organizations are asking people to collect laptops. You know what I mean? If you can find some, because a lot of laptops are actually sold out online. A lot of them are sold out in the stores, but you know, they're starting to restock. So, some of the students will not have laptops or will not receive Chromebooks. So a lot of organizations are asking that, you know, if you can collect some laptops, but, shout out to the youth out there, man, that's doing their thing. And shout out to Brooklyn and shout out to Lamio. Those are two of the youngest that I know that's out there doing stuff. On a big scale. So shout out to y'all. All right, man. Y'all
and
know
for
what
parents also, Larry, I want to throw this out there real quick. I spoke to a principal yesterday. I know a lot of parents are having questions about remote learning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was telling me before they can give out more information about remote learning, they have to know how many students will be participating in remote learning, meaning won't be going to school those first 2 weeks. And we'll just be fully participating in remote learning. So like you said yesterday, it is very, very, very important. If you do not plan on sending your student back to school during those first 2 weeks, that you fill out the form that says that you will be doing complete remote learning. They need those numbers in order to plan and then give parents and families information about remote learning.
Yeah, and I have that, I actually have that link on my Facebook page. I'll repost it again today. So if you just go to my Facebook page, you can find it. I also put it on the Power 98 Facebook page. So you can, you know, if you want to go find it, just go click on it. Bam. Go right there. Because you have to do it before Sunday. You have to fill it out before Sunday.
And so then once they know the numbers, teachers can then, I mean, admin staff can then plan, because you have to assign certain teachers to remote learning and things like that. So they'll be able to provide more information for families after that happens. So it's important that you do that.
Madhouse Nation, it's Power 98.
Y'all sleeping on me, huh? Had a good snooze.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning, Madhouse. They get you going in the morning, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
Let me learn what a madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Future Drake and Big Shot Baby on there. Life's Good, the remix. And, did y'all know what today is? Today is National Tequila Day.
Uh-oh.
Do y'all drink tequila?
I don't
either.
Absolutely not.
Okay. I was just asking. But for all those that do, today is National Tequila Day.
Tequila!
I heard tequila would put you, it knock you down.
You are right.
Jess, you tapped in on that pretty fast.
Right. You're right.
For you not to drink it.
You okay, Jess?
Not fun at all. Tequila landed me on the floor of the director of student activities at Johnson C. Smith, sleeping on the floor of her office for about 3 hours one Monday, missing a whole class. And test.
So tell us about it, Jess.
Because of tequila.
What happened, Jess?
Because of tequila.
You got to tell us about that one. What happened at John C. Smith when you was on the floor at the RA?
It was actually my first time ever taking tequila shots. And Tawanda and Angie and Gina set me up for failure. And the next morning, I called my teacher and told her that I was going to the hospital. And didn't end up in the hospital. I ended up on the floor because she told me, I called her and told her that I was going to the hospital, but I was just making up a lie. And she said, well, unless you can come in with a hospital, no, you need to come to class.
Mm.
And I made it to the director of the student activities office. No. Now that I think about it, I actually made it to class and that heifer canceled class.
That's the word.
See how stuff come back to you afterwards.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
See how stuff start coming back to you afterwards after
you drink
tequila?
That's what happened. She canceled class, and then on my way back to my dorm, I couldn't make it, so I just stopped And shout out to Sherry Waters, stopped in her office and slept for 3 hours on the floor of her office.
Sherry Waters was Josh C. Smith. She was the director of student activity. She was a great young lady.
To let me sleep on her floor, people were literally walking in her office, holding meetings, stepping over me.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a madhouse.
Don't drink tequila.
A madhouse tequila.
That's
story.
What that is.
Today is National Tequila Day. We might have some madhouse tequila stores.
Uh-oh.
Do y'all got some tequila stores out there? 570 WPEG. Tell us a madhouse tequila store.
I have another tequila. Nah, I'm
just yeah, just.
But I'm not going to share.
Yeah. No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse. We're going to let y'all shine coming up around the corner. But I want to hear these tequila stores all morning. Madhouse Tequila Stores today is National Tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila Day. National Tequila Day. So I don't drink tequila. I've never drunk tequila ever in my life.
You never had Patron?
No, I don't drink that stuff. Nope. I drink Ciroc. I stay in my zone, bro. I might have had one sip or two of Patron, mate, but I don't really drink it. Like, I don't drink it.
Larry does not need to drink tequila because we have seen what wine does to him.
This is true.
First of all,
if wine does that, he needs to stay away from tequila.
Y'all act like I was just belligerent and all kind of stuff on the wine. I was chill.
What?
I was chill on the wine.
Larry, okay, you need to look up the definition of chill.
First of all, both of y'all breathed them.
Case in point.
We got tequila. Call in and tell us a madhouse tequila story. And like I said, when I kicked it off and I said it was National Tequila Day, I've heard that tequila puts you on your ass. Good morning.
I was calling because I have a tequila story. I went to my uncle's house to celebrate with my family, actually in South Jersey, North Carolina. And I don't know. All I know is I was drinking tequila. Next thing you know, I was supposed to leave. And so I finished up my drink, and when I got in the car, like, I realized, like, I was feeling crazy. I ended up laying in the middle of his cul-de-sac, laying next to my own closet. For a few hours screaming help before my family came outside and found me in the parking lot.
In the middle of the cul-de-sac.
In the middle of the doggone cul-de-sac.
I told you.
How you get back?
Let's not skip over the fact that she was screaming help.
Right.
I was out there like, help! Help! Like, I really sound like a damsel in distress. And they laugh about that story to this day.
Whew, what? National Tequila Day. I told you, tequila, put you on your ass.
Tequila!
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Big Shot Baby! Roddy Rich, he called himself Big Shot Baby. We hooped yesterday, man. Shout out to him. And, I got a new name, Big Shot Larry, baby. That's what they call me. I beat Billion Dollar Baby Entertainment, that whole squad. Him, his brother, his cousin. Oh, okay, we're talking about tequila shot stories.
Yes.
I mean, tequila stores, not tequila shots, but today is National Tequila Day. And I've heard that tequila will put you down, will knock you down, like when Mike Tyson go hit Roy Jones Jr., will knock you down.
Mm.
That's what I heard. So I wanted to hear some tequila stores.
Let me ask Jess. Jess.
Yes.
What, that, my birthday, what was that, 2 years ago?
Oh, when we was at, what you call it?
Was that tequila?
I think you was drinking tequila that night, Burp.
You would have to ask Charles Johnson and KK of the Carolina Panthers what that was that you all were drinking. Let me let y'all know, don't you ever drink with KK.
With football players.
Yeah,
just don't do it.
Their whole metabolism is different.
Just don't do it.
Their whole body structure is made different.
It was so different.
And they were fine.
That's the crazy part. They were cool.
I mean, most of them are 6'5", at least 300. So I'm pretty sure they got a high tolerance.
They were standing over there. Bruh. And look, we were laughing at Burpee.
Just to help me do my car.
Y'all tried to get me that night.
That's right.
Yeah.
I had to put Burpee in the back. I put Burpee in the back seat of his car and called his wife and said, you got to come home and get him because I got to get home. My man looking for me.
No, yeah.
And she didn't want to come because she was mad. She said, I ain't spending no $44 on no Uber.
Well, we talk about tequila stories. My homie on the phone, I know he got one. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, bro? This is Simi, bro. Check it. First of all, we all know 935 back in the day.
In order to
mess with Adolf, you had to have the rite of passage to take Patron shots with him. So it's college night, and I'm going shot for shot with Adolf, and I end up drinking 14 shots of Patron.
14?
Now, let me tell you, four. That's when I stopped drinking. In 2014, I stopped drinking. I had to change my life. Because after I left 935, I remember driving home. But this ain't the kicker. Larry, you remember where my other house was. I parked in my neighbor's driveway. And good thing we was good to the white people. We was good friends with the white people. I knocked on their door and said, can y'all let me in? I can't find my keys. The lady came and was like, well, this is not your house, honey. And I was like, this is my house. So she let me in, and she let me sleep on her couch till the next morning.
Oh, nice. She wasn't a Karen.
I'm glad she wasn't a Karen. She was a Stacy. She was nice. I don't have Karens in Mid Hill. We have Stacys. They like to help. But, yeah, that was the last time I drunk liquor ever again,
bro. Oh, there it is. Thank you, bro. Appreciate that.
All right, bro. Yep.
The moral of the story is tequila will put you on your ass.
Man, that's just one of many stories.
Whew, spot out of the HR.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that. With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his. No cap.
All right, nosy neighbors, it is 7:23, time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie, because your Nosy Neighbor News is around the corner. Future and his baby mama, Eliza Rain, are back in court. Drea, she is apologizing again. I'm going to let you know what that is. And one of our favorite television shows is about to get a spinoff. What is it? What show?
Television show? The Golden Girls. They're gonna bring. They're gonna make it a new Golden Girls. It's gonna be Golden Girls 2020 and be. I don't know.
Shut up right now.
I want to see a new Golden Girls.
A TV show. My wife and kid.
Well, Burper Chef. Find out. No more. Coming up next, I'm gonna let you know in the Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. It's coming your way right after music from Chris Brown. Go crazy here on Charlotte's Plug.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your Nosy Neighbor News for Friday, July 24th. Cookie Lyons is still alive thanks to Taraji P. Henson. The actress just landed a first look deal with 20th Century Fox TV, and that deal is leading to an Empire spinoff featuring Cookie Lyons. The Empire spinoff isn't the only thing planned for Taraji's new deal. She's also going to team up with 20th Century Fox on other projects on different platforms. A judge has denied Future's request to dismiss Eliza Rain's paternity lawsuit over fraud claims. Future claims that his baby mama has money and that she's lying, saying that she doesn't. He says she has a brand new SUV and money in several bank accounts. Unfortunately for Future, in his claims, Eliza had receipts. She said the SUV is leased. And she presented bank records that show that she only has $4 and $9 in her bank accounts. She said that she makes small checks from social media posts. Drea is apologizing again. Earlier this week, she caught backlash after making fun of Megan Thee Stallion being shot by Tory Lanez. She apologized once, but is following it up with another one. She says, I was wrong to insinuate that there is room for violence in loving relationships. I was wrong to try to find humor or make light of the situation and understand that my joking nature was damaging and hurtful. This is a sincere apology from me to everyone. If you want to see the full thing, I have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Justin.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Okay. Well, Lil Baby took to Twitter to respond to one of Kanye's tweets. In the tweet, Kanye said that he wanted to work with the rapper, but Lil Baby didn't want to work with him. Lil Baby responded saying, "Nobody told me Ye was trying to get on the song. That's effed up." He then posted a second tweet to Kanye saying, "No disrespect, nobody told me." Well, Mike Tyson has been training for his return to the ring, and it looks like it's going to be happening sooner than later. Iron Mike will be taking on Roy Jones Jr. It's an 8-round fight dubbed the Frontline Battle. It's going to take place on September 12th. Fans can watch it on pay-per-view or Triller. Triller shelled out $50 million for the rights to the fight. How much is Mike getting? None. Zero. His cut is going to go to charity. Roy, on the other hand, has the potential to make $10 million based off of viewership. Mike Tyson is 54 and Roy Jones Jr. is 51. We want to know, it's our Madhouse question of the day. Who do you think is going to win this fight? And are you interested in watching? Go to our Instagram pages right now and vote. Happy birthday to J-Lo and Kadeem Hardison. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. Power. You already know the same station. You will find the hottest hashtag on Instagram. You know what that is? Hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. I'm mad. Are you mad? Mad?
I'm mad.
Are we mad?
Larry Matt is being brought to you by the YMCA Teen Night, a.k.a. Level Up with me tonight, baby. We getting it in. YMCA, 8 o'clock. I'm out there, baby. The Keith Family YMCA tonight. I'll be out there tonight from 8 to 10. That is the YMCA off of Harris. So bring your kids, man. Drop them off ages 13 to 18. Yep. Go and get you two hours. Go do something, because I'm out there with them 8 to 10. And then tomorrow night, Simmons YMCA. We out there, baby. 8 to 10. That is the YMCA off of Alma Road. So Keep Family YMCA tonight is going down, and then tomorrow night we at the Simmons YMCA teen night at the YMCA. Let's level up. Alright, hashtag Larry Mad. Oh, I don't know if y'all seen these videos, but I just want to know what in the hell is going on with y'all ladies. I don't know if y'all been locked up too much behind this COVID, but whatever's going on, y'all done got some superhuman X-Power X-Men strength from somewhere, Burpee. I seen one video. Now, this girl was kind of dumb. She went to go set her boyfriend. She was already done for going to mess up her boyfriend or whoever caught this was she was going to mess up. She went and got some gasoline, poured gasoline in the car.
Lord.
Right? And then lit the match and threw the match and boom! Guess what? It blew her ass to the ground. Blew her ass to the ground, and but she did manage to set the car on fire. That was one video that I saw. In this second video I saw, this girl looked like she going to her man's house, right? Knock on the door. He closed the door. He closed the door. He got a screen door. So she trying to get in the house. Burpee. I don't know. I did not know what he man She-Ra type woman this is, but she snatched the whole screen door off. You seen the video?
Off the hinges?
She snatched the whole screen door off the hinges. She bust the ass, but she managed to snatch the door off. I don't know, fellas, I don't know what y'all doing to these ladies during this COVID. But y'all better stop it, because they got some strength from somewhere. They got some strength from Mother Earth or something. I don't know where that came
Mother
from.
Earth.
Somewhere, Burpee. Did you see this lady snatch the whole door off the edges because he wouldn't let her in?
I didn't see her snatch the door off the
edges. Did you see the lady blow her face off?
I did see that one.
Ladies, and
I'm trying to be discreet.
Discreet.
With a hoodie on.
Ladies, I'm gonna need y'all to calm this down now. I don't know what's going on, but listen. First of all, whatever it is, either y'all backed up or something. Yeah, let it go. Go and take a jog or something. Go swimming. Do something. Do something with yourself.
If it make you do that, let it go.
Woo! Fellas, what y'all doing to these women during the COVID? Lord have mercy. Hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. Y'all ladies, get it together.
No Limit Larry!
Yeah, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Incognito went live in the kitchen again. And y'all know what time it is. It is now time to get Burbage Thoughts. And you already know what it is. It's Friday, big dog.
They shooting. Oh, shots fired. Shots fired. Fire ass up like a Glock 9. Like a Glock 9. If Burpee feel a type of way, yeah. We putting you on blast. You the dummy of the day.
Big dummy. They
shooting. Straight out the booth. Bring that ass here. We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip ball. The ignis is real. Your Burpee let a clip off.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Uh-oh. It's Friday. It's one of my favorite days of the week. I just like hearing this hot key. Larry, shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom. All right, let's get straight to it. Larry, you talked about it earlier on your man. These women have been locked down for way too long. First of all, they have morphed into whole live men because the way that they act, their mentality now, these women out here catcalling, they smashing and dashing. And I'm going to tell you this right now, Larry. If you knock me down, we in a relationship. You're not leaving me. You're not going to leave me in the dust and forget about me. I am memorable. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
I'll be damned. Larry, you going to let somebody forget about you? Mm-hmm. You are?
Yeah.
Man, you're such a hoe. Next, Blac Chyna said, don't dismiss what Kanye's claims were.
Who?
Exactly. Shots fired!
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots
I give a damn
fired.
What Blac Chyna gotta say. The Washington football team.
The
Washington football team. I really ain't even... The name sound dumb. It sounds stupid. The Washington football. We know you are a damn football team. You need a nickname. We've been trying to get y'all to change the name for about 5 years and you won't do it. Y'all stating the obvious. That's like coming in here in the morning and saying, hey, welcome to Power 98's morning radio personalities. You need a damn name, Washington folks. Y'all getting on my nerves. Fire Dan Snyder. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. I don't want to see this fight. I don't want to see it, Larry. Jessica, I don't want nothing. I don't want no parts of this. First of all, if they're going to do something charitable, they need to do something that old people do because that's what they are. They're old. Have a bingo exhibition. How about that? You want to do that? Have a cricket or croquet or whatever the game that they play. Have a Velcro shoe tying competition. How about that? You'll need to do that. Roy Jones Jr. and Mike Tyson. I don't want to see y'all fight. You too old. Y'all ain't got enough insurance for all this. Get your ass out the ring. Shots fired!
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom!
Shots
that's
fire.
All that's on my list today.
And those for Burpee's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right. It's time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. You know, during this time, a lot of people are binge-watching television shows and things on Hulu and Netflix. One of the shows on Netflix is Sweet Magnolias. If you're a fan of the show, I got some good news for you. The Netflix series has been renewed for season 2. According to Netflix Top 10 Tracker, it was the top 10 most watched across all titles for the first 3 weeks of release. It was one of the 10 most watched TV shows for the first 6 weeks after it launched. I'm so happy because I need to know what happened next. Steel Magnolias renewed for season 2 on Netflix. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I
want
to know what it is Quickie's trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Pot 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what it is, man. You can make a song out of anything.
Yes,
Friday
sir.
Is bike. It is bike. Y'all know how we do. We tell y'all, you know what we do. We tell y'all, listen, hit us up And definitely let us know what y'all want us to make a song about, because a lot of people always talk about songs that's out, and y'all be saying, yeah, they make songs about anything. And you know what? We say, yeah, you can't make a song out of anything. So we decided to bring it back for y'all the people. We told y'all to send suggestions, and they did, Bert.
They did send me some suggestions yesterday. This is straight from Instagram.
What did they tell you to make a song about, Bert?
You know what, Larry? Just drop the beat.
Drop the beat.
We're gonna surprise them. Just drop the beat.
You just want me to drop the beat.
I feel like this is one of some of my best work.
So you just want me to drop the beat and you're gonna go in?
I'm going in. Okay. I'm going in.
All right.
This is what you wanted as the people. This is what you wanted. So I got to give it to you.
You can make a song.
I can make a song out of anything. About anything. I can make that song and I make it a hit. You know, some people like their own type of sandwich. They like grilled cheese. Some people like ham and turkey. Some people like syrup sandwiches. But this the kind I like. Peanut butter and jelly. I like it like that. Peanut butter and jelly. My peanut butter's gotta be fat. My bread gotta be soft. My bread gotta be thick. If you eat this once a day, I guarantee won't nobody get sick. Cut the crust, it is a must. I don't wanna hear you make a fuss. Cut the crust, it is a must. I don't wanna hear you make a fuss. Peanut butter and jelly. I like it like that. Peanut butter and jelly. My peanut butter's gotta be fat. If you eat this sandwich, your body gonna switch, because you're getting some protein. The sugar is so mean, yeah. The jelly, it gotta be from Welch's. The peanut butter gotta be Peter Pan. Everybody know it's the best in the world. You gotta eat it every day if you can, because you can stay away from sickness and disease. I don't know about you, but I get down on my knees. I pray and thank God for the peanut butter that he sent. Oh, Marita, that's the bread that I'm using. Peanut butter and jelly. I like it like that. Peanut butter and jelly. My peanut butter's gotta be fat. Sing it, Larry. Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
I like it like that.
I like it.
Sing
like
it.
That.
Peanut butter and jelly. My peanut butter's gotta be fat.
Okay.
Peanut butter and jelly. I like it like that.
I said.
Peanut butter and jelly. It makes good for a midnight snack.
I said.
Peanut butter and jelly.
I talked to him.
I like it like that. Peanut butter and jelly. It makes for a good snack.
I said,
peanut butter and jelly.
And what she like?
I like it like that.
Okay.
Peanut butter and jelly. It makes good for a midnight snack.
I said,
peanut butter and jelly.
Go ahead.
Come on now.
Peanut butter. She only wants.
You off beat. I messed it up.
Damn, Burpee, you messed me up.
Nah, I ain't do it.
Yes, you did.
Peanut butter and jelly. I like it like that. Sing it in the car. Peanut butter and jelly. A midnight snack.
I said.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Uh-huh.
I like it like that.
Uh-huh.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Uh-huh.
And then.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse in the morning. On Power 98.
AWPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's a Friday inside the madhouse. Yep, you can make a song out of anything on Friday, baby.
Yes,
you know
sir.
How we do it. I'm live on Facebook. I'm live on Instagram right now, and they're requesting it.
They want to hear it again, baby.
They want to hear you can make a song out of anything. We made a song this week out of peanut butter and jelly. Somebody legit requested that Burpee make a song.
Somebody wanted me to make a song about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
And because we said you can make a song out of anything, they didn't think we was gonna be able to do it. But here it is. If you missed it the first time, you can make a song
about
anything.
I wrote a song about it. Like to hear it. Here you go.
Check it out.
You know, some people like their own type of sandwich. They like grilled cheese. Some people like ham and turkey. Some people like syrup sandwiches. But this the kind I like. Peanut butter and jelly. I like it like that. Peanut butter and jelly. My peanut butter's gotta be fat. My bread gotta be soft. My bread gotta be thick. If you eat this once a day, I guarantee won't nobody get sick. Cut the crust, it is a must. I don't wanna hear you make a fuss. Cut the crust, it is a must. I don't wanna hear you make a fuss. Peanut butter and jelly. I like it like that. Peanut butter and jelly. My peanut butter's gotta be fat. If you eat this sandwich, your body gonna switch, because you're getting some protein. The sugar is so mean, yeah. The jelly, it gotta be from Welch's. The peanut butter gotta be Peter Pan. Everybody know it's the best in the world. You gotta eat it every day if you can, cause you can stay away from sickness and disease. I don't know about you, but I get down on my knees. I pray and thank God for the peanut butter that he sent. Oh, Marita, that's the bread that I'm using. Peanut butter and jelly. I like it like that. Peanut butter and jelly. My peanut butter's gotta be fat. Sing it, Larry. Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
I like it like that.
I like it.
Sing
like
it.
That.
Peanut butter and jelly. My peanut butter's gotta be fat.
Okay.
Peanut butter and jelly. I like it like that.
I said.
Peanut butter and jelly. It makes good for a midnight snack.
I said.
Peanut butter and jelly.
I talk to him.
I like it like that. Peanut butter and jelly. It makes for a good snack.
I said.
Peanut butter and jelly.
And what she like?
I like it like that.
Okay.
Peanut butter and jelly. It makes good for a midnight snack.
I said.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Go ahead.
Come on now.
Peanut butter. She only wants
that.
I messed it up.
Damn, Burpee, you messed me up.
Nah, I ain't do it.
Yes, you did.
Peanut butter and jelly.
I like it like that. Sing it in the car. Peanut butter and jelly. A midnight snack.
I said.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Uh-huh.
I like it like that.
Uh-huh.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Uh-huh.
And then, come on now. Come on, stop playing with me, Larry.
It's the Friday inside the madhouse, man. You can
stop
make a
playing
song.
With me.
You can make a song out of anything. Y'all call up here and sing it. Sing your verse.
Sing your verse to my peanut butter song.
Sing your verse.
But you got to start it off with peanut butter and jelly. Then you go and do it.
I like it like that.
Come on now.
I get you. You made a song out of anything today. You definitely.
It's a bop.
Definitely made a song.
It's a bop. It's about I make hits over here.
Shout out to my man Court Digger tapping in on my Instagram live. Yeah, this is a series we do. It's called You Can Make a Song Out of Anything. They said they want to hear Jess sing it.
They want to hear Jess sing it.
They said they want to hear Jess.
Jess, you are being summoned.
They said
but y'all know I'm on a delay. That's why I couldn't join in.
Yeah, but you can sing it now though by yourself.
You can do it now, Acapulco.
You can do it now, Acapulco.
Oh, acapella?
Yeah, they said they want to hear you sing it.
Peanut butter and jelly. I say I like it like that. Peanut butter and jelly is my favorite snack. That's it.
People wanted it, Burpee. I ain't got that to say.
Why you had to remix it?
I mean, I just do a little something on the end.
Hey, Carla.
Man, 570-WPEG. We get ready to play Black Spark because y'all crazy today. But every Friday, you can make a song out of anything. Send in your request.
Strictly based off y'all suggestions.
Whatever y'all.
I'm not going in cooking this up or nothing.
Yeah, y'all send in the request. Somebody said, what key was Jusky?
Sing it again,
Jessica. I'm glad I'm at home.
Go ahead, Jessica Boo. Go ahead, sing it again. Go.
no, no, no. Y'all aren't appreciative. I'm like Kendrick Lamar. Y'all aren't appreciative.
Jess, come on. You're not going to do it for me?
Do it for the people, Jess.
Y'all not appreciative of it.
Jess, it wasn't us. It was the dude.
It was the people. We didn't say it.
Old Cake T on
peanut butter and jelly is my favorite snack. Peanut butter and jelly. That's the only.
Nothing but Larry the Boy in the Madhouse. We give it up to Black Spot.
I did a little something different.
I like it.
She was singing, man.
I did a little something different.
This is WPG Concord Charlotte Guest.
Time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Spot? Pop it out of the WPEG. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What's up? Who is this?
This is Candace.
What up, Candace?
Not a thing. On my way to Columbia, just driving.
Okay, that's what's up. We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Candace, if you do not, we need that hood black card, all right?
Okay.
What? Kick it out, Bert. What you got for?
I need you to finish the words to this song.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
We were five steps.
Eternity. Four steps. I don't know.
It's on you, Bert.
That's actually correct.
What?
She said eternity. From eternity.
She didn't say the front part, but okay. She definitely left out from, but it's your question. If you're going to give it to him,
give it to him.
If you're going
to
give it to
him, give it to me.
He gave it to you. He's feeling rather nice today. All right, Jess, what you got for him?
Peanut butter and jelly song, he should.
What's he say?
He said with your peanut butter and jelly song.
You damn right. It's a hit.
What you got for him, Jess?
We saw them battle earlier this week, DMX and Snoop Dogg. I need you to tell me, what does DMX stand for?
Ooh.
Oh, DMX. What does DMX stand for? Oh, my goodness. Now, I did watch the battle. I am not a DMX fan, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. That ain't got nothing
wrong.
Okay.
Wrong.
No. I ain't playing with you today. All right.
Not at all.
So you got your third and final question. That means you got to come through No Limit Larry. So if you get this one correct, you win. You are Black Smart. If you miss it, we need your hood, Black
Smart. Come on, Larry. Don't take it easy.
Oh, no. You know what? I'm a pull a Jessica. I'm going to do the same question from the other day. In the movie.
In the what?
In the movie.
Say it one more time.
In the movie. How high, how long did Baby Powder say he had been pimping?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you seen the movie?
Come on, you know the answer to this.
I'm going to ask it until somebody get it right.
Okay.
Yes.
Somebody on my live said 10 years. You know what? There was either one of them Black Smart.
Five.
Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell to the no. To the no,
that is black card number 42 that we've taken during the pandemic. I'm gonna need y'all to, you know, get y'all black culture book and study. All right, y'all ain't doing nothing else anyway. We the plug.
Power now, put the play in my
got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah,
call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks. What do you have to say? It go
down in the dead. No Living Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Miss Jessica, that Madhouse question of the day was what today? Miss Jessica, that Morning Madhouse question of the day was what today?
We were asking you, who do you think is going to win in the fight, Roy Jones Jr. versus Mike Tyson? And are you interested in watching this one?
Oh, yeah. So let me go to my page, pull it up, and see what they talking about today. What they talking about? Yeah, they say yeah. Most people, let me see. I took a poll on my page. I am Kimmy Rail said two different weight classes. Tyson should murder that dude, though. Dante Henderson said, not really. I don't really want to see it, but I think Tyson going to kill Roy Legacy. Gossip Viv said Tyson winning, and he going to bite his ear off. Chloe Cake said, I'm going Roy Jones by the headbangers all day. Robin underscore Will underscore Win said, two different pounds to pounds, but always Roy Jones Jr. I love Pensacola, Florida. DD Scott 21 said, yeah, I want to see this fight. And I know one thing, Roy Jones better look like somebody IP man in the ring.
Ip Man. That was the movie I was telling you about. Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Ip Man.
Ip Man. He said if Tyson can see clear, it's a wrap. It's over for you, Roy
Not
Jones.
If he can see clear.
That's what he said. That's
Y'all get on my nerves right. so bad.
What you got, Jess?
I did a poll on my Instagram story, and right now it is 87% to 13, Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson is going to, they say Mike Tyson is going to win it. Everyone that I talked to, including Revolutionary Noop, says Mike Tyson is going to knock him out, and hell yeah. The Nikki Show says Tyson still got some crazy in his eyes. I'll go with him. But just looking at them both, woo! They some mature athletes.
Not mature. Yeah. Layers by Chris said, yes, I want to see it. It's for the culture. This ish is better than versus battles, unless Jay-Z battle 3000. Birdie Red said, let it go. God's Girl 753 said, yes, I want to see it. I love Roy Jones. I think Mike Tyson is going to whip his tail, though. DJ Puff said, shoot, but the other word, Mike's still in his damn prime. He's going to murder Roy.
Mm.
So, yeah, a lot of people don't have any confidence in Roy Jones Jr.
Mm. All right, Madhouse, y'all know what we do with it. You can always leave us a message on our voicemail, 704-227-8780,
704-227-8780. What y'all talking about today? Yo, 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 it's your big homie, Sam, yo. Heck yeah, I want to see that fight. Man, Tyson gonna dog Roy Jones. Oh, somebody won't even make it to the second round, bro. It's about 36 seconds in the first round. Blah, he's sweet. And Burpee, you a hater. You want to see it too, you just scared. Cause you know he'll knock your tail out too.
Ooh, good morning, man. Ass gasol crazy house. Anyway, honey, that's a tequila day. Jessica, you are so right, girl. If you ain't strong, then you get on that tequila, it'll have you all wrong. It'd have you on the floor, running straight to the door. Thank you. You are, anyway, but that tequila is something else. And I remember my first time I was on it, me and one of my little friends. And you know, cause I dibble and dabble in that fish box too sometimes. I'll knock that box out. I tell you, I'll knock it out. That boomerang do something to that box to make you ring some bells. But anyway, she got on that tequila. And the next day she woke up, why you letting them take advantage of me? I said, who? It was you and two more people. I only agree with you. It was you and two more people. I said, no, honey. That was just me and Max. She said, who is Max? I said, that boomerang. That's what I call a mad Max.
Oh, Burpee, I know you like peanut butter. I like peanut butter, too. We can make another song about peanut butter. Oh, cool.
Burpee, Tootles wants you to make a song about peanut butter.
Nah, we good.
704-227-8780. We drop your Madhouse question of the day every morning at 6:05. We play your responses back at 9:25.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those.
What the hell is going on? What's going on here?
Here goes the neighborhood. Here goes the neighborhood.
What the hell is going on? What's going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news for Friday, July 24th. Cookie Lyons is still alive, thanks to Taraji P. Henson. The actress just landed a first look deal with 20th Century Fox TV, and that deal is leading to an Empire spinoff featuring Cookie Lyons. Now, that's not the only thing that's planned for her. She's also going to team up with them on other projects that are going to be on different platforms. Are you all interested in an Empire spinoff about Cookie Lyons?
Yeah, I might be interested in that. I like Taraji P. Henson, and I like her career, and most stuff that she's been in, she's done an excellent job. So I would probably watch that.
I wouldn't mind watching it. I want them to do like the way Empire was the last what, 3-4 seasons. It just seemed goofy. It seemed silly. So I don't. Cookie is she was a great character. She was one of the best characters on the show. So if they do it right, then yeah, I wouldn't mind watching it.
Well, we'll see what happens with it. A judge has denied Future's request to dismiss Eliza Rain's paternity lawsuit over fraud claims. Now, Future says his baby mama got money and then she's lying when she says she doesn't. He said she got a brand new SUV and money in several bank accounts. Unfortunately for Future and his claims, Eliza had receipts. She says the SUV is leased, and then she presented bank records that show she only has $4 in one account and $9 in the other. She says she makes small checks from social media posts.
I pay
this woman for your child, Future.
I'm saying for you, Larry.
Huh?
I say it for you. That right there let me know that the post ain't got nothing to do with the baby. She's sitting there talking about the money that she got, and she make money from small social media posts. Ma'am.
First of all, I don't think she just got $4 or $5 in her account.
Right.
If she do, she took the money out and it's going to a separate account, something like to a Cash App card or something like that. We ain't dumb, mommy. Mommy, we're not dumb. But you're right, and I don't think it's really about, you know, him taking care of his child. I think he definitely wants to do that. I just think, you know, he just don't want to be paying an astronomical number and taking care of her and not taking care of the child.
They need to find a way.
Drea is apologizing again. Earlier this week, she caught backlash after making fun of Megan Thee Stallion being shot by Tory Lanez. She apologized once, but now she's following it up with another one. She says, I was wrong to insinuate that there is room for violence in loving relationships. I was wrong to try to find the humor or make light of the situation and understand that my joking nature was damaging and hurtful. This is a sincere apology from me to everyone.
Yeah, it's nothing to play with.
No, she don't need to say it to everyone. She need to say it to Megan specifically.
She did. The first one she said was to Megan.
Oh, okay.
The first one that she did say was to Megan. Yeah. So, if you all want to see the full apology, I have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Lil Baby took to Twitter to respond to one of Kanye's tweets. You know, he was tweeting like crazy earlier this week. Well, in the tweet, Kanye said he wanted to work with the rapper, but Lil Baby doesn't want to work with him. Lil Baby responded by saying, nobody told me that Ye was trying to get me on a song. That's effed up. He also posted a second tweet to Kanye saying, no disrespect, nobody told me.
So look forward to a Kanye and Lil Baby song coming up. Just know that.
Maybe.
It's going to be woke.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to J-Lo and Kadeem Hardison. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.